One cafe?
That cafe that the...
Oh, yeah, that was a black cafe.
And that was the one where you could just go and eat.
Yeah, you could go and eat.
So that was owned by a black person?
It was owned by a black person.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was owned by a black person.
And any other place in town you could get food from? Oh.
You could get food.
But it's just that you'd have to go around
to the back.
Mm-hmm. Is that cafe, is that building still around or is it gone?
It's gone.
The building's still there.
Is it?
Yeah, was that a historic monument? The building. Mm-mm. What?
Mm-mm. They just made it.
You are kidding me.
Made it into
a house. Somebody is remodeling it into a house.
I couldn't remember whether that.
Why wasn't it made into a historic site?
It wasn't important to the white man.
What was it? What was the name of that cafe when it was open? Was it just called the cafe, or was it? Did it have a name?
It was, what the man name? What was that man name?
Mr. Doc.
No, I'm talking. Oh, you mean the cafe?
Yeah, but
no, it didn't have an. It just the cafe.
The cafe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The black cafe. I thought you were talking about the white place.
No, the black cafe. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was just named cafe. Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. But that's interesting though that you say that you would refuse to eat at the other places because, you know, you found out where you would have to eat, but you would still get food there as opposed to the other place where you could, you know, sit down and eat. And that also that they wouldn't provide, you know, any sort of seating for you. Mm-mm. At the other places. No. But they would serve you, but not in any sort of Mm-mm. decent manner.
No. Mm-mm.
I see. Yeah. What?
And I can remember, like, you know, even the schools, some of them had to walk like 3 and 4 miles. And, you know, at that time, white children would bus to school. It was just a whole lot of things went on. But
tell me some other things. What was life like before integration in Roswell? Other things like?
Well, that was one like children walking 3 and 4 miles to school.
Because wasn't there a school here in Roswell?
Mm-hmm. It was a school here, that's what I'm saying, walking to school here in Roswell.
But you couldn't go to that school.
Yeah, they went to that school.
So the black kids that lived out in the country had to walk, but the white kids could take a bus.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But they were all able to go to the same school?
No.
Is what you're saying?
Mm-mm. They was going to white school, went to white school, and black folks went to black school at that time.
Okay. So when you had your first children, that's what they were having to do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the same thing with shopping?
Oh, yeah, shopping was something, was a trip.
Oh, tell me about
you. You go try, you know, hats and things like that. They were putting things over your head to try on the hats and all this kind of stuff. Putting something over your head, you know, like this. Mm-hmm. Some kind of, looking like a stocking cap or something like that. Oh. Then you try on the hat.
But they didn't do that with white customers?
No. They would be in there trying them on too. They didn't put nothing over their heads.
But you could go in the stores and shop, but they just would do different things to you while you were shopping.
It was just things we just couldn't do, really. A good many things we just couldn't do.
What about with clothes? Could you try on clothes?
Some places didn't allow you. You didn't try on clothes. You bought them and that was it. You knew they didn't. You couldn't bring them back and all this kind of. In some places, in some stores, mm-hmm.